Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 1. God's move in man's history for the carrying out of his eternal economy, Saturday. Related verses. Zechariah 12:1, the burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Zechariah 10:8. I will wist for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they will multiply as they have multiplied. Genesis 2:7. Jehovah God formed man with the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Philippians 4:23, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14-15, but a soulish man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he is not able to know them because they are discerned spiritually. But the spiritual man discerns all things, but he himself is discerned by no one. Related reading. The heavens are for the earth, and the earth is for man, and man was created by God with a spirit, that he may contact God, receive God, live God, fulfill God's purpose for God, and be one with God. It is marvelous that such a verse as Zechariah 12:1 is in an Old Testament book which unveils a Christ who is so involved with human history and politics. This indicates that in his economy, God planned to have Christ as the centrality and universality of his move on earth. As the very God, he has ruled over the entire human race, managing the world situation age after age for thousands of years. For his chosen people, who would care for him as the creator and as the redeemer, there was the need for him to create a receiver so that they would have the capacity to receive all that God had planned for Christ to be. Christ is wonderful, but if we did not have his spirit, how could we receive him? If we neglect our human spirit, there is no way for us to contact God. The prophecy in Zechariah 10 concerns the Lord's loving visitation to Israel, which is actually Christ coming to Israel. Ask rain of Jehovah at the time of spring rain, of Jehovah who makes the lightning, and he will give them showers of rain to everyone, herbage in the field. To ask for more rain is to seek more blessing. Thus the Lord is encouraging the children of Israel to seek more blessings, while he would be favorable to them. While the Lord is so favorable to us, we should ask him to send us even more favor. Since God is giving us showers of rain, we should ask him for more rain. This indicates that we all need to pray for the Lord's abundant blessing. Jehovah of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his horse of majesty in battle. God came to his people in such a gracious way to visit them. His visiting them was Christ coming to them. He came in the man Jesus. This portion of the word speaks about the shepherd of God's flock. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus likened himself to a shepherd. He was the good shepherd who gave up his life for the sheep. By visiting his flock, he makes them like a horse of majesty. Are you a sheep or a horse of majesty? We all need to progress so that we are no longer sheep, but horses of majesty. After being touched by the shepherd, every weak sheep will become a horse of majesty. Zechariah 10, 8-12 reveals further aspects of the Lord's loving visitation to Israel. The Lord's whistling is not shrill, but mild and gentle, somewhat like the singing of a bird. Often during our time of morning revival, the Lord whistles to us, calling us and gathering us to him. I will strengthen them in Jehovah, and they will walk about in his name, declares Jehovah. The I here is Jehovah, indicating that Jehovah will strengthen his people in himself. They will then walk about in his name. To be in someone's name is to be one with the person who is the reality of that name. To be in God's name is to be one with God in our daily walk, living, walking, and having our being in God's name. Often after we enjoy such a loving visitation, our situation changes. In his visitation, he encourages us to seek more blessings. We are not that bold or strong, but after the Lord's visitation with his dear touch, we are strengthened to become horses of majesty in battle. Eventually, the Lord strengthens us in himself so that we may walk about in his name.